Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
Also, a little bit later on in the programme, we're going to be asking the question, has this row over Ivan Yates's media training for Fianna Fáil politicians caused difficulties in the relationship between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil? Let me give you this little tidbit before that discussion, because the Taoiseach has just said that the issue of Ivan Yates and other media pundits providing training to politicians goes beyond the presidential election, and there is also legitimate issues around transparency in media. He was just speaking on his way into cabinet, and Simon Harris said, "It's frustrating to me that many of you in the media went through a presidential election campaign asking the Fine Gael candidate time and time again about comments that Ivan Yates apparently gave to Fine Gael. It's now quite clear not only was he advising Fine Gael, he was being paid for it. Not only was he not advising Fine Gael, excuse me, he was being paid for it by another party." Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath will visit China this week to meet senior government figures to discuss the protection of EU consumers. The visit comes amid concerns about the volumes of potentially dangerous products entering Europe from China amidst a boom in low-value e-commerce purchases. Wait for this. 4.6 billion low-value parcels entered the EU from China last year, roughly 12 million per day, according to the Commissioner. Jean McCabe is CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, and she joins me on the line now. Jean, good morning. Thanks very much for taking the call. That figure, 4.6 billion low-value parcels, does that surprise you?
I think it's such a mammoth number, it's hard to quantify it, but it doesn't surprise me, no, not when you consider how cheap some of this product is and how easy and convenient some of those distance seller websites make it for people to purchase and purchase more. So no, it's not a surprise, but certainly a big environmental issue.
Cheap doesn't necessarily mean dangerous, though, and that is the spectre that is being raised here. Is that fair?
There certainly has been plenty of instances where we have seen product come into the Irish market that could have a CE mark in it, but it's not actually been CE marked legitimately. They're coming into the market not having to comply with the same regulations of production and safety that EU manufactured product generally would have. What you're buying from Irish retailers would go through those regulations and would be very stringently adhered to. So yes, it is. There is definitely an issue. We have seen it with children's toys, we've seen it with electrical goods, we've seen it with dodgy phone chargers, and the issue is getting bigger and bigger as more and more of that product is starting to filter through.
Vindicating your rights, even though the good is purchased within the European Union, could also be a bit of a problem, couldn't it?
Yes, exactly it is. And if you look at any Irish retailer operating here, you know, we are under the compliance of the Consumer Protection Agency, and the sector is very, very heavily regulated. These distance sellers get to operate in the Irish market at free will, really, with no regulation at all. And it's not even just about the regulation, but it's the cost of the regulation. So it's not a level playing field for Irish retailers. Irish retailers are having to adhere to it, and there's a cost entailed in that, and the distance sellers get to produce cheaper product coming into the Irish market.
How on level is the playing field in this country? Digital Business Ireland has said that Ireland has the highest rate of online shopping in Europe. Is the preponderance of that being done with Irish businesses or with European businesses, or do we have a real grow for what's coming from the other side of the world?
Approximately over half of our purchases online are abroad, and we're one of the highest online shoppers.
Abroad, you mean outside the EU?
Outside of Ireland. Outside of Ireland. So let's say we in Ireland, we are one of the biggest shoppers online outside of our own country. So we're not spending our money at home. We are spending it in other economies, which is a big issue, which we've always, you know, you want to try and keep money circling locally and supporting Irish retail, but Irish consumers have a grow for shopping elsewhere.
The Commission is proposing a €2 handling fee on these small packages imported from outside the EU. Do you think €2 is going to make any difference?
I think that the fact is that they're trying to tackle the issue of low low price product coming in. You know, those 12 million parcels a day that are coming into the EU are of a small transaction value, and they're trying to mitigate those types of transactions. So look, there's a very fine line to tread here. You don't want to start a war with China in the sense of protectionism. You know, we live in a global economy, but what I think they're trying to do is to disincentivize those cheap purchases that people don't even think twice about.
Can I suggest to you that maybe that war has already started, and that this is just a part of that piece of the effort of the European Union to control things like the importation of cheap electric vehicles, the importation of solar panels, and now they're going to war on fast fashion?
There is certainly, I think you're right, there is, we have moved away from the state of globalization and we're moving into an era of protectionism across the globe. And certainly that is the case in recent months, more so than ever. But there is a fine line to thread. Nobody really benefits from protectionism. Globalism is what helps lift all boats. But there is an issue here. We have a situation where we do need stricter enforcement on overseas sellers. It is urgently needed. We need to protect Irish consumers to ensure product safety. And then we also need to deliver fairness to Irish retailers, that there's a level playing field in accessing the Irish market.
Come back to the €2 handling fee and what good it is likely to do, or impact it is likely to have. If it was charged at point of sale and you're already purchasing something for 20 or 25% what it's going to cost you in the Irish main street, it's not really going to be a deterrent, is it? You would have to be doing something like charging it at customs and putting people to the inconvenience of having to make a separate payment to Irish customs, or even making them go and pick it up and hand over a €2 coin.
Yes, possibly, but you can imagine the logistics of that. If there's 12 million parcels a day coming into the European market, trying to control the logistics of that would be nearly next to impossible. You could look at the instance of 2% tax, let's say a percentage tax, as opposed to a €2 flat fee, which would which might be a bigger chunk for the consumer. But let's say, I don't know what the average ATV for those parcels coming into the EU are, but let's say they're €10. You know, it is a 20% increase. It is a 20% tax on it. That's significant. It's a barrier to stop the volume of the cheap product coming in, and for consumers to think twice about getting that cheaper, you know, whatever it is, electrical product or Halloween costume in from China, and that they think twice and maybe consider shopping local instead.
There hasn't really been much talk, has there, about where this €2 might go, other than into the central coffers in Brussels. Is that a bit galling to you?
Yes, I think considering where e-commerce is and the impact it's had on bricks and mortar retail, and look, bricks and mortar retail, this is communities, town centres, cities all around the place. It supports tourism and it adds so much more to society than just retail. And e-commerce doesn't add a whole lot to society in that sense. I think that those type of funds that would be collected should be there to help town centre rejuvenation. They should be there to help retail. It should be there as part of apprenticeship and training programs for customer service. They should be used in places, in areas like that.
€2 on €4.6 billion packages. It's a big chunk of change, isn't it? Stay with us. I want to bring in Joe Linehan, sustainability journalist, at this point. Joe, is it fair to raise the spectre of these products being dangerous? Surely the vast majority of them might be cheap, might be flimsy, might fall apart after a couple of weeks of wearing or using, but are they actually dangerous?
Yeah, it's so true. Look, most of the products are probably fine, but there have been reports really recently. For instance, there was a report on one of the big Chinese platforms, and there was high levels of cadmium, which is a toxic and carcinogenic metal. In one case, a necklace that came from one of these companies had a concentration of 8,500 times the permitted limit. That is absolutely massive. We've had issues with baby soothers where their heads have come off really easily. There's also been issues with cosmetics. You have ingredients like lyolel, which is listed as a chemical. And this is where the difference comes in. In the EU, that is listed as a very high concern ingredient, and it has been banned since 2022. It's been linked to fertility issues and fetal development. And last year, the UK government found the products that were coming in from these brands had high levels of this. So it's not just scaremongering. You know, we're looking at products that are being created in unregulated factories, which, by the way, have a huge proportion of slave labour conditions. They're being shipped into the EU, no checks, no balances, and people are using them. Beyond the waste issue, we actually have a really hazardous situation. And I think actually, you know, putting a 2 euro price on isn't going to deter people. I think we really need to educate people. Honestly, in the way that we educated people about things like smoking, the smoking ban, you know, the way that we've tackled road traffic, I think there needs to be really alarming issues raised about this to say to people, look, not only are these products really dangerous for your health, but they are creating vast amounts of waste. They're just bad for society.
If education worked, it would have worked by now, because people like you have been talking about the undesirable impacts or side effects of concentrating all our purchases from Amazon or wherever for years now. Yet, we love a bargain, Joe.
I disagree. I think that the level of education that's been tackled so far, and I put myself into this, has been very, very straight talking, looking at studies, you know, looking at different environmental impacts. And I don't think that's actually translating to consumers. I think we need really, really impactful advertising campaigns that really drive people to think about it. Like I mentioned, with the smoking ban, the kind of things that have been brought in there to alarm and alert consumers when they smoke, what's going to happen? The same with road traffic. Like, what's going to happen if you actually take these risks? I think people need to actually think of it in that way, and I don't think the education has been impactful enough so far.
Jean McCabe, listening to Joe Linehan there, hallelujah, sing it, I would imagine, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And like, this is it.
Jean?
Sorry. Yes, absolutely. Look, I think Aoife's point to say there's an education piece here, there is, and it needs to be certainly more robust. I think if the EU moved towards a digital tax, I think that would be the starting point, and I think we would build from there on educating the consumer of where they're purchasing and the impact of that.
Joe, do you think it would work?
I think we really need to tackle this in a whole new way. And when I look at people who are really being progressive in this, I look at France. So France brought in an anti-fast fashion law earlier this year, and it has a swathe of new regulations. For example, there is a mandatory eco score system. So when consumers pick up an item or they're looking at an item to buy, they have to know, how was it made? What was it made with? Who made it? They're implementing eco taxes. So if a product has a really
now, before you
impact,
go on, Joe, from that, just explain to me how that is presented to the consumer. Is it a traffic light system or what?
At the moment, they're looking at traffic light system, but coming down the tracks, not to confuse listeners, but coming down the tracks is this DPP, and that's basically a new legislation from the EU that will basically require all products, especially textiles, to have this digital product passport. So it'll have a QR code, consumers will be able to scan it, and you'll have to find out, what is this product made of? Where is it made? Who made it? What do I do with it at the end of its life cycle? So France are kind of stepping ahead of this, and as you say, using a traffic light system to try and get consumers into that mindset. And that's really just bringing a level of awareness. Now, when people get their package from China and there's no information, and they can go into an Irish store and there's all this information, will that make people think? Perhaps it will. I think over time it actually will. And people will say, well, I know what's in this product. I have no idea what's in this one. Maybe I should be opting for the one that I have a lot more information about. So it's bringing in things like that actually really educate people, give people the information and make it easy. I think, honestly, there is so much work for consumers. And I think that's why they're driven to buy these really cheap products. You know, things are expensive. It's a lot of work to look for things that are maybe a little bit more eco-friendly or made in Ireland. And honestly, consumers are exhausted. So I think making things really easy for them to make the right choice is so, so important.
It is pretty exhausting, Jean McCabe, going shopping if you are ethically minded. Do traffic light systems in like this one, in your experience, actually work and change people's shopping habits, or do they return to their default settings after a while?
It's almost a bit of a vicious cycle, because that DPP regulation that was just mentioned is going to add another cost layer of time and effort onto operators, onto retailers, onto businesses. So while in context it sounds great, it is going to have a cost implication, and therefore then you're challenging, you're looking across the water at you know, cheap product coming from China. So I think until we stem the flow of product coming in, using the likes of a digital tax, using whether you, as you mentioned it there, stopping it at the ports and making people wait to pay an extra tax on it, until we make it inconvenient to buy from China, I don't think the effect of the likes of the Eco Score and that regulation from the EU is going to have its positive impact that we had hoped.
Jean McCabe, CEO of Retail Excellent Ireland, and Joe Linehan, editor of the Climate Supplement with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you both very much.
Today on RTE Radio 1.